Again, we've been talking about today, December 2nd, being Giving Tuesday. Well, did you know that more than 500,000 Metro Detroiters experience food insecurity each year? That's one in every six people who struggle to access food to keep themselves and their families healthy. And one of those organizations that's out there doing a lot is Forgotten Harvest. And Forgotten Harvest is on the road 6 days a week to distribute enough wholesome food to fill the tables of these families in need, free of charge, and they need your help to continue providing this essential relief throughout the winter, especially throughout the winter when it gets really cold and tough. This holiday season, give a gift of food to your community by donating to Forgotten Harvest. And thanks to Herald and K-Fund, every dollar you donate to Forgotten Harvest in this month, month of December, will be matched up to $50,000, meaning that your gift will provide twice as many meals to those in need. For many of us, this holiday time is a time for gathering with loved ones, passing food and stories around a table, and sharing in the warmth of the season and the cheer. Your support for Forgotten Harvest will help our neighbors experiencing that food insecurity to do the same. When families are fed, our communities can thrive. And isn't that a true statement? But this work takes all of us. Double your impact this December by visiting ForgottenHarvest.com. That's ForgottenHarvest.com. .org. It's ForgottenHarvest.org. Danielle, you didn't correct me. ForgottenHarvest.org to make your gift and give our neighbors hope in time for the holidays. And it's none better than to be joined today by a leader who's transforming the fight against hunger in our community here in Southeast Michigan. And that's none other than Adrian Lewis, the CEO of Forgotten Harvest. And under his leadership, this remarkable organization is rescuing millions of pounds of fresh food and delivering hope to families who need it the most, especially, like I said, this wintertime. Get ready for an inspiring conversation with a visionary change maker that is really making an impact. Adrian, how are you today?
Good afternoon and happy Giving Tuesday. How are you today, Rock?
I'm doing great, Adrian. Listen, my wife and I, every time we get that envelope, I wish I would have known. We would have waited till today for that match. But if we got an envelope for Forgotten Harvest and we sent it in, does it go towards any of these matches that you've got going from any of these foundations?
It depends on, well, no, the match is specifically for today. However, you know, we're still just as grateful for your donation, and please don't consider it a lost cause.
Adrian, that's not what you're supposed to say. You're supposed to say, give another contribution. I was going to call the wife while we were on and
you
say...
You read between the lines. I'm glad you came to that conclusion.
Yeah. Well, I'm sure we will, and you can count on it tonight. But listen, Adrian, you've got these two funds working on this match for Forgotten Harvest. Tell us how important supporting Forgotten Harvest in these next few months before the holidays and then in the winter months when a lot more people are focusing on their own paying off of bills and the cold weather. Is it harder for Forgotten Harvest to get more donations during the winter?
Absolutely. It does become a little bit more of a strain because the demand is there, right? However, you know, partnerships like with WDR, but more especially the match that we have going on here today with Rick Young Insurance and the Grateful Giving Foundation, being able to have $25,000 match dollar for dollar is definitely going to help with that. We have over... you know, close to 1 million individuals that are fighting food insecurity this holiday season. And we want to do all we can to bridge that gap and being able to not only make sure that our neighbors in need are fed, but they're also done so with dignity.
You know, I consider myself a fairly educated guy, and I've heard about food insecurity a lot from organizations like yours and others. But I never understood, what does that mean as far as the poverty line? How far do you go up? Do you go up above the poverty level Or is it strictly the poverty level and below that considers a family food insecure?
It is slightly above the poverty level, because if you think about it, you know, food insecurity is one that, let me put it this way to you, Locke. Think about hunger, right? Hunger is a state. I'm hungry right now. If I'm food insecure, you can be both. But if I'm food insecure, I can be eating right now, but I'm worried about feeding my family tonight or tomorrow. And sometimes we need that hand up to get past that hurdle or past that situation. And that's what happens, you know. So we can be at the poverty line, but this can happen to any person in any area code, but more specifically, any zip code within Metro Detroit. And we're here to make sure that, you know, that help is there.
Yeah, we see it even in some of the wealthiest suburbs. You still have people that are fighting food insecurity. So how does Forgotten Harvest actually get on the road 6 days a week? I mean, we have a huge tri-county and even larger area when you count up Washtenaw, Monroe, and Livingston, the southern portion of Flint, Genesee, and Lapeer. You've got a huge area to cover. How do you manage that?
Well, if you think about our service area being Wayne, Oakland, Macomb County, that's a large square mileage, right? However, for the past 35 years, not only have our mission been able to achieve meeting that demand, but we have logistics that could be agile. We can get our trucks on the road every day, 6 days a week. And that's over about 50, a little over 50 vehicles that are on the road daily, 6 days a week. So to be able to do that and have all of that coordinated with our over 200 pantry partners to help with distributions, that takes a lot. But guess what? It's an effort that's worth doing every single day. And we're doing it well.
Amen. Adrian, you talk about rescuing millions of pounds of food. I have a friend that works with the Knights of Columbus, and at night he goes to some of the Panera Breads in Oakland County. His name is John Scott. He used to be a former Oakland County commissioner, and he collects the bread that is not sold or the pastries, and he takes them to food pantries. Is that something that Forgotten Harvest does? And in the last 30 seconds, tell us in 30 seconds, and on top of that, tell us how we can get involved today even more.
Please visit www.forgottenharvest.org and find the many ways to have your donation match today.
Well, Adrian Lewis, you are truly a shining star for a lot of us, and for what you do for the community. Our hats off to you from WJR and myself, and I'll call my wife and make sure we donate again today. God bless you, and thank you for what you're doing. And folks, don't forget, today is Giving Tuesday, December 2nd. We've got a full 1 hour of some really great guests. Daniel Hoffman, former CIA station chief from Moscow, Nate Forbes, the owner of Somerset Collection, and Dave Sowerby wrapping up next hour. So stay tuned. This is Rocky Retrakowski sitting in for Paul W. Smith on The Focus Show.